Welcome, everyone. All smiles for everyone who loves the Philadelphia Eagles, who are headed to their third Super Bowl next weekend in Minneapolis, the Eagles playing the New England Patriots. And tonight on Inside the Eagles, we want to take a look at some of the moments that have made this last run, this big win over the Minnesota Vikings, so special. We'll go behind the scenes with our unscripted series. But first, we got to go back to last Sunday. Lincoln Financial Field, NFC Championship game, the Eagles 38, the Vikings 7. It's our Sounds of the Week, presented by Bose. Nothing comes between you and your music.
For the first time in 9 years, the Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. For the first time in 13 years, that title game is right here. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles meet the Minnesota Vikings.
The Philadelphia Eagles had prepared for this moment all year, and it was not lost on the players.
Hey, dig this, man. I ain't got to say about that team, because it ain't about them. It's all about us. I don't know if y'all realize, but this is the last time that this team and this circle is going to play on this field together.
Okay.
This team won't ever be the same, man. So this is our last chance. Let's make this the best one, man. Have some fun and cut it loose. The disrespect will not be tolerated. All year they done told you what you couldn't do, what you couldn't be.
Yeah.
We four quarters away from being a legendary team.
Uh-huh.
We already legendary. We showed up legendary. This is the stage to prove it. Hey, we four quarters away from being up there. Being up there in the boxes where they can't take that down.
Yes, sir.
And it's on our field.
Yes, sir.
It's with mama. Hey, dude, work. That's all we wanted. And April, we're going to put in the work to be right here. To be right here.
Let's
be
right.
Dominate, man. It ain't got to be close.
It ain't got to be close.
1, 2, 3.
The Philadelphia fans came out in droves, and they were ready to be the 12th man for the Eagles as the game began. But the defense was having trouble stopping the Vikings on their first drive.
Shotgun, back to throw. He swings it out on the far side of the field and going along the sideline and coming close to another first down and picking it up, as a matter of fact, is Latavius Murray. They are moving the Eagles' defense in reverse. McKinnon comes in. This time, play action. Back, firing is Keenum, and it is caught for a first down on the far side of the field by Thielen. Back goes Keenum. He looks. He is floating it deep for Kyle Rudolph, and Rudolph makes the catch for a touchdown. That drive was much, much too easy.
Hey, shake it off. Shake it off.
The Eagles' offense looked to take the momentum back against the stingy Vikings' defense.
Let's see if the Eagles' offense can generate something. Foles takes the snap. He's back. He steps up. He's rolling. Fires on the run. Complete on the far side, and they say out of bounds.
After a miscue on the punt and a 15-yard penalty, the Vikings were primed for another long drive. But the Eagles felt confident in their defensive adjustments.
Hey, let's go do us. Let's go do us. Hey, you know how it go. Everything to calm down. Now we straight. Let's go have some fun.
Keenum goes into a long count. Straightens up. Takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Patrick Robinson!
And with that interception by Patrick Robinson, Lincoln Financial Field came alive. The Eagles seized on this opportunity and drove the field.
This time he slips into a jai. He tries to turn the corner and does. 25, 30, stumbling across the 35 up to the 38. He picks up 14 yards.
Let's go, Foles. Put it together. Let's go up 14-7.
Foles takes the snap. He steps up. He looks. He fires. And he completes it to Ertz. And Ertz has the first down. This time the handoff is to Blunt. Up the middle. To the 5. He's in! The train!
The train just ran one over.
Yeah! Yeah!
This Eagles team was primed to show the Vikings how good their defense really was.
Boy, the way this game started, with the Vikings going right down effortlessly and in, you started to wonder, but the Eagles came right back. Keenum back. Hit! Football loose! look for the football. I think, let's say the Eagles have it.
DB!
They do.
The Eagles have it.
I told you, boy.
And with that turnover, the Eagles began exercising their demons of past NFC championships. And the fans were right there with them.
Foles, calling for the football. He's back. Foles fires out in the flat to Clement, who stays on his feet and picks up a first down. I don't know how he did it. Eagles lead 14-7. Foles back. He fires out to Torrey Smith. Breaks free for a moment. Gets to the 47. Back goes Foles. Foles steps up. He is looking. He is going deep and alone. And in for the touchdown is Jeffrey!
Yeah! Did I tell you what? 21-7!
With seconds left in the half, the Eagles sought to add three more points to their lead.
Foles in the gun. He takes his drop. He steps up. He's going deep down the far side. Complete across the 40. And running out of bounds is Ertz. The ball is spotted. The kick is up. And the kick is good.
Happy birthday, Jake Elliott.
There's a timeout on the field with the score. The Eagles 24. The Minnesota Vikings 7.
Doug Peterson knew he had to keep the pressure on in the second half. And the offense executed his game plan to perfection.
Foles fakes, then fires, and completes it. He's got Jeffrey. He's got a first down near the 50. Alshon Jeffrey, the recipient of a 10-yard Nick Foles strike. Nick Foles is dealing this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Clement, the single setback. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught! Touchdown! Torrey Smith! 41 yards!
It's about to get turned up in here.
E-S-D-L-E-S! Eagles! Let's go!
Eagles lead 31-7. They have scored 31 unanswered points after trailing after the Vikings' first possession.
With that touchdown, the thrill of winning began to permeate the crowd and the team. But the offense was not done.
Foles takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He pumps. He fires. And it is caught. Aguilar at the 50. At the 40. And ushered out of bounds at the 35. Foles goes back. He looks, he pumps, he fires, and he completes it, and breaking loose and picking up another first down is Trey Burton.
They are rolling.
Falls back, he looks, he fires, and it is caught deep in the end zone by Jeffrey. Touchdown!
And with that touchdown, and the Eagles leading by 31 points, the celebration began.
One more, baby. Yeah. Mama, you see that? You see that, baby? One step closer. One step closer, Prince Pat. Let me get this.
It's a bye week for the Eagles this weekend as they get ready for Super Bowl 52 next Sunday. But it is far from a relaxing time at the NovaCare Complex. A lot going on with this football team as they prepare for the New England Patriots. Let's go behind the scenes with our latest episode of Unscripted.
I think really on the team, the anticipation was crazy. I mean, as far as the week of practice and how it went and how guys were out there competing and flying around, I think everybody's confidence level, especially the coaches, including the players, was very, very high. It's always been one week at a time, one game at a time. And each and every week since the season started, one in the week, 1-0. I mean, it's been our motto, you know, since the preseason. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter who we're playing, doesn't matter where we're playing, what color we're wearing, what color they're wearing. I mean, we're going to go out there and play Philadelphia Eagles football. That's it. That's all. going to a game, man, NFC Championship, I mean, it's been forever since the Eagles been here, and you hear about it all the time, and I mean, you can just feel the buzz and the energy around the city. And then once you got in the stadium, man, the game finally started. I think us as a defense, we were just so amped and so ready to go, and the crowd was roaring that we just kind of got our focus a little bit. And once they scored, you know, we kind of went to the sideline. Nobody really panicked. Everybody kind of just looked at each other as a defense and was like, all right, you guys ready now? And then we just went out there and started playing ball like we used to do.
Four men on the rush. He throws. He's picked. Patrick Robinson back the other way. Looking for a block. Gets it. Robinson for the touchdown.
As a player, I mean, it's fun, you know what I mean? You're out there executing the plays, you know, just how you practice them, just how coach is calling them, both offense, defense, and special teams.
And they bring pressure again. Ball is out. Recovered by Philadelphia. And Falls able to get away and throw. Pass is caught. Jeffrey, touchdown.
It's no better feeling to go into the game an underdog like we were and then go out and perform like the way we did.
And the kick is good.
Happy birthday, Jake Elliott.
They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is good. Touchdown! Torrey Smith!
For the first time in 13 years, the Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl and a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
It's a crazy feeling. You know what I mean? I don't really think as a person, as a player, that I really kind of got caught into, you know, the fact that I am going to play in the Super Bowl. I think right now, still just kind of in that buzz, you know, that gray area of, you know, coming off the NFC Championship and going into the Super Bowl. I think it's going to get more surreal once we actually leave Philadelphia and land in Minnesota.
I cannot tell you from the bottom of my heart, I love every one of you, coaches, players, personnel, the entire organization. The amount of work that has gone in to what you have accomplished this season. And guess what? We are not done
yet.
We got one more football game to play this
Facts.
Season. We You're going to the Super Bowl, man! Let's go! Let's go!
Always talk week in and week out of having, you know, that laser sharp focus, you know, that sniper focus, you know what I mean? You have to be lasered in each and every play, one play at a time. And if you do that and you go out there and do your job, then the outcome of the game is going to be pretty good for the Eagles.
You know, of all the things we've been through this season, right? The ups and downs, the highs and lows, and sitting here right now, you're 2 weeks away from playing in the Super Bowl. It's one thing to be excited about playing in this game. Oh, we can take a breath. We've arrived. But no. We're going up there to win the game. We're in the Super Bowl, but you're not playing the Super Bowl. You're playing the damn New England Patriots, okay? Another faceless opponent. So I need everybody's attention today and for the next 11 days until we play this game. We focus on the New England Patriots. One more game. And you don't make it any bigger than that.
One of the great benefits of the Eagles continuing to play football is that they continue to do work in the community. Let's take a look at one of the recent outings the Eagles had working with some Philadelphia youth.
It's a special day for our young people, but it's also a special day for me and for the Chester Upland School District. The city of Chester is an incredibly wonderful place, and we have some pockets of bad. And one of the things that Coach Bell has worked with the other coaches to do is to make sure that our youngsters are safe and can get to practice and can get to the places they need to be and can get there as safely as we can make them.
We look at our competition, some have more than we have. And I believe that, you know, with success, it comes with
having to upgrade. You must upgrade your body to perform. So to have the facilities to better perform is necessary.
I really want to thank and congratulate Coach Bell for putting us in the position to be here today.
Football senior class.
Towards the end of the tour, we're going to the weight room. You know, the players come out and talk to the players. They were really excited about it. And then, you know, the Eagles presented me with a check of $10,000 to go towards our weight room. So I'm truly speechless.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of Coach Bell. And what I want you to know is that we're going to match that $10,000. So we now have $20,000 to go towards our weight room. Because I believe so much in you and what you're doing.
And I tell you, when you believe and people see that you believe, it's nothing but attractive, man. So you got to always believe in yourself. Know that what you're here for is a purpose. And know that you're driven and stay driven on purpose.
It takes players to step up at big moments to help teams win these very important games. And when we return to Inside the Eagles, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick will take a look back at the 2004 NFC Championship game. It's our old school All-22 look at a player who stepped up and got the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
Hi everyone, I'm Merrill Reese along with Mike Quick. Welcome to Old School All-22. A look at a special Eagles moment. Mike, I wish we had a special Eagles moment from a Super Bowl win, but we don't.
It's coming.
But we go back to the game in January of 2005 that put the Eagles into the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots. And I can still remember that cold day at the Link against Atlanta, and Chad Lewis came up with two touchdown receptions.
He was such a reliable tight end, not just an inline blocker, but as a receiver, Chad Lewis was an outstanding player. And we're going to check out those touchdowns. I vividly remember in the back corner of the end zone, Chad Lewis able to tap both feet down and get a touchdown to get the Eagles into the Super Bowl. Let's take a look. Late in the second quarter, leading 7-3, Donovan McNabb led the Eagles offense down inside the Atlanta 5-yard line. At the snap of the ball, this looks like an ISO run to the right. Look at the Falcons secondary and how they react to the threat of the run. But this won't be a run. This is actually a flat 7 pass concept with LJ Smith in the flat and Chad Lewis running the corner route or 7 route. With the safeties defending the run and the corner defending the flat, McNabb hits Lewis in the corner of the end zone to put the Eagles up 14-3. Now, let's fast forward a little in the game. With less than 4 minutes left, McNabb once again drives the offense inside the 5-yard line. On this play, at the snap, it looks like a power run to the left to Brian Westbrook. The defense reacts by jumping up to the line of scrimmage, but McNabb pulls the ball and rolls right, where he once again has a flat 7 concept with Chad Lewis through the corner and Josh Perry in the flat. McNabb hits Lewis for his second touchdown of the day off of the same play design to submit the final score as the Eagles win 27-10 on their way to the Super Bowl.
Inside the Eagles is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And by AAA. The right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and throughout this wonderful 2017 season on Inside the Eagles. Tonight is our last show for the year. We'll be there with you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app covering the Eagles in Super Bowl 52 against the New England Patriots. Have a great weekend, everyone. Fly, Eagles, fly, and have yourselves a great Eagles day.